Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right as we're about to go out there.
Oh boy.
I'll try him. Sanitizing.
Offender!
Oh man. What movie does this remind you of?
I don't know. What was the one where they were chasing Ben Affleck and those guys were chasing the kids around with the baseball?
One.
Yeah, what is the name of that?
That is Dazed and Confused.
Is that Dazed and Confused? Okay.
It is.
That's a great movie.
It is a really good movie. That is a pretty good movie.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Who sings this song, you know?
Yeah, it's a Pog Hat.
This is Edgar Winter. I did not know that either.
Why?
Hold on. I don't know. Are you going to ask me why they recorded this song? I don't know. Edgar Winter is the guy who's albino, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is not Foghat?
No.
Slow Ride.
Slow Ride.
Free Ride. Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will not let this coronavirus beat us. We have officially moved Mike Caldas Punch-Out number 5, brought to you by Dennis Hernandez, expert car crash lawyer. We're moving it from next month in June to a much more realistic Saturday, August 15th at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be awesome. We've already had some off-air discussions about the fights that are going to be involved, celebrities that are going to be involved, guest judges that are going to be out there, merchandise. I mean, we've got everything. The new date is Saturday, August 15th. If you've already bought tickets, and a lot of you have, those tickets will, of course, be honored that night at Robarts Arena. If you have not bought your tickets, please do so now, because in the next month or so, we will start unveiling the matches and who's going to be there. And there are some good twists in there. And when people start knowing exactly what the program is going to be, that's when the thing is going to sell out. Because I think it's a 4,000 seater, but with the setup that we have, there's only like 3,000 seats. Most of them are cheap seats that are almost all sold out already. There are VIP seats available, you know, down towards the bottom. It's tiered and priced so that there's something for everybody. And it's going to be a fun night out. And unlike other years before the Punch-Out, we're going to do a night before weigh-in. We're going to do an after party. I mean, this is going to be a really great weekend for us to hang out in Sarasota. And this is my favorite event that we do during the year. I mean, we do live gigs and we do a bunch of great stuff. But to see how this has grown from a parking lot thing to a Janus thing to a now we got to move it to an arena thing, very exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Yeah. Well, you know what? That ain't going to happen.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I don't think so either.
They don't have time to prepare.
But.
Yeah. We are out there live, Robarts Arena, Sarasota, Saturday, August 15th. It's up on theboneonline.com if you want to go see it. You could take a look at the logo. You could get the feels for it. We're gonna introduce some of the old fights that you had. Somebody showed me the video the other day. I think it was Gio, of the actual moment where you punched Nervous Jared in the liver and knocked him down. And it made me so excited.
Yeah.
We've had some fights in the past that we're going to do again, like the Ladies Battle Royal, which is great because we've never had Sarasota ladies involved.
Right.
I think there's some big bitches out there. We got all this stuff going on. We are going to have some grudge matches from inside the building. And we partnered with Master Amir, who is the premier guy for Muay Thai and UFC, MMA type fights. You're actually going to get some real ass-kicking fights in the middle of it. I believe we're going to have the number one guy in Sarasota fight the number one guy in St. Petersburg. Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah. So all those details are coming. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Most importantly, that gives me a couple extra months to fit into my tuxedo. After the quarantine, everyone's like, all right.
And if, God forbid, Rondé was like, I'll take that fight.
My wife ran out of the bathroom like Fat was chasing her. She was like, she weighed herself. And she goes, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And I go, it's quarantine. Relax.
Yeah.
You gain 3 pounds. You can lose it. Get on the treadmill. It's fine.
I never understand my wife. So my wife has been doing her workout in the living room to the TV, her trainer who is doing it on video.
Showing off in front of the whole family, huh?
No, like, it's interesting because my son's still asleep. My daughter is in the one room doing her homework or whatever on the computer. And then I go do some stuff in my office. So she's really by herself. But she gets to do all this stuff with weights and, she's following along and she's huffing and puffing. And then when she's done, like, what do you think she's done? I'm going to go to the hot tub. I'm going to go to the shower. Or what do you think she does? Then she's like, is it cool if I go ride my Peloton for a little while? And I go, I wouldn't say it was cool. You just worked out for an hour in the living room. That's ridiculous. But, yeah. So she does that. And then she's all frustrated the other day. And I go, what's wrong? And she's like, I've been eating good and I've been doing the workout and I gained a pound. I'm like, yeah, you're in the living room wailing 5 pound, 10 pound weights while you're working out. And then you're going to ride the bike. I'm pretty sure some of that turned to muscle while you were doing that. You ladies have the most distorted views of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Listen to me. I'm constantly telling you you're garbage for reasons of having to be dominant over you, but I'm constantly telling my wife how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
For a second, Carmen thought you were telling your wife how beautiful Carmen was, and she was like,
Carmen, I'm going to tell you the truth. We've had that conversation, too.
Wait, what?
I've had that conversation with my wife where I said, look how good Carmen looks here. Mm-hmm. And then my wife would say, Carmen's really pretty. And we had nice conversations about you, but you'll never hear about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Were those old pictures?
No. Oh. No. In fact, it was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago in the studio. I was talking about how your dark hair has grown in and I like the way it looks.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's natural.
That's what we do at my house. How we get in the mood. I tell my wife about other hot chicks.
You just talk about me.
Smart.
You know, one thing I don't understand is, we're not into anything like that. But one thing I don't understand is I was watching Billions the other night, and it was where he went to the dominatrix, and she put him up in this machine, and then went back and started hitting him in the ass, and I went, yeah, no, I don't, that does the opposite for me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't want chicks to hit me. I don't want to be up in any contraptions. I don't want anything shoved in my mouth, a ball gag or anything like that. Like, I don't understand, to each his own.
Right.
I just can't get into that. Like, sometimes I go, I can see why somebody might like that. I don't get that.
No, it's too rough. I don't like
it. It's like you might as well stub your toe on
right.
something.
Right.
Although, I will give you this. If it was Lucy Liu, like in that movie Payback, I may let her punch me a couple times.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be into it. You would just let her do what she had to do to get to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm with you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, more if it was her thing. If she was like, hey, I like to hit guys, I'd be like, all right, get it, Tyson.
Oh, but what if she said, like, she wants to put on stilettos and stomp on your...
No, that's too much stupid. Pain, yeah.
All right, time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calter Show.
What do we have a news story?
I'm just going to stare at you until you say it. It seems like states are announcing reopening faster than we can keep track of right now, but that's causing a change to the projections, and not a good change. FEMA is now projecting we will climb to 3,000 American deaths per day by the end of this month, and a mathematical model by the University of Washington that's frequently cited by the White House is now estimating 135,000 American deaths by August. That's double what the projection looked like in mid-April when there was still a pretty strong commitment to nationwide social distancing.
Yeah, I think that if people can go out and they could still stick with the social distancing, then, you know, and it seems like it's possible. Like, I'm not really worried about the beach. I'm not worried about the beach. People don't like to stay. They like to keep their distance at the
beach
as it is.
And it looked pretty good the other day. Yeah. Everybody was making little barriers, like a little, you know,
with seaweed.
Yeah. Stay this far away. And that looked pretty decent. As long as people use common sense. But that's the big thing, is you're seeing people walking around with no mask or wearing a mask and they just have it around their neck. They don't have it around, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Listen, I get it. You're an American. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tread on me. Everything else. But also, let's stay alive. So just wear a mask and try not to do too much stuff that you don't have to do. You know, if you want to go to a restaurant, okay, let's go to a restaurant. You're allowed to right now.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. So do it. And even the person that you go with, like, we're planning our first thing to do as a family on Sunday for Mother's Day.
That's nice.
Well, it's smart, too, because my brother and his family have not left the house since it started. I mean, they must be going out of their minds. My mother has not left other than to go to her scheduled doctor's appointments, which have only been one or two, and she's fine. You know, my brother has one of those zappy radar things where he's going to hit us in the head before we come in his house.
Right.
And I'm the only one that really, they call me the risk. I'm the only one who's really going out every
patient
day and doing
zero.
My stuff. But I wear a mask. I you know, use the sanitizer. I'm doing the
best. When you have one.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. For the most part, I wear the mask.
Going down aisles the wrong way.
No, I'm pretty good at that now.
But you did.
Yeah. But anyway, I avoid other people, I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, the odds are that we've probably already been exposed to it, especially with the amount that you're going to the grocery store. Yeah, I don't know how often you're going to different stores. But
not very often. I try and go
right.
And do as much as I can
but
at once.
There are tons of people that are still going to the store every day, and with all that recirculated air, the odds of you not coming in contact with it is very unlikely. So,
well, all I'm saying is that if you just keep doing what you're doing and keep paying attention and knowing that, you know, this is not over.
No.
We're just slowly trying to find a way to get back into society.
Because stuff like this happens. A park in Miami Beach, Florida closed just 5 days after it reopened when police issued warnings to 8,880 people for not wearing masks.
Jesus. 8,000.
Yeah. We're going to close it back down, guys. You can't. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Just sit right here.
Carnival Cruise Lines announced it will start resuming cruises when? When are they going to start resuming
cruises?
Were we in
May? June?
May 5th,
July?
July.
I'll go September.
September. Carmen?
I'll do October.
Mike and Spanish split the difference. August 1st.
Okay.
They will using 8 of their ships and sailing from Texas and Florida.
Now, I did talk to Diane from Action on Travel yesterday, and I said I had some concerns as to what the preparation would be for this cruise and what we know. And she said that Carnival is going to start cruising again. They have all new protocols that they have to follow in order for to keep things clean and to go. That by October, when our cruise is scheduled, they should be well humming by then. That we will probably not have any issues with our cruise.
Okay.
And I said, good, because I'm going on that goddamn cruise.
That's
going
to be fun.
Are you kidding me? By that time, I'm going to really need that cruise.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, speaking of cleaning and doing all that stuff, my hand sanitizer came in yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Oh, it's good. It's 70% alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have some, too, that's 70% alcohol, and it just smells like my hands are on fire, but it works.
Stuff is pretty alcohol.
Yeah.
That stuff that we're using right now has quite a bit of alcohol on it. It's almost like pouring Everclear on your hands.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was very excited. It came because I was thinking, all right, is it going to show up, and it's going to be like little tiny bottles or some homemade? It's nice.
Good stuff,
Good stuff. Got a few bottles of
it. Nice.
Don't try and come in my house.
Ever, yeah.
Mike bought me a shotgun a long time ago. go. I'll hit you with it.
Yeah.
Las Vegas casinos have developed plans to reopen, including thermal cameras at every entrance to check temperatures and rearranging the gambling floors to keep everyone 6 feet apart. There's no word when they'll actually reopen, though. Now, I get it. You're trying to reopen, and that's your whole thing for Vegas is casinos and stuff. But even if you rearrange the tables so they're 6 feet apart, one person at a table, or how are we doing this?
I don't know.
No dealer? Robot dealers?
This is where they really need to do stuff with UV lighting in casinos and get a better air filtration system that's killing off.
I bet they
whatever.
Have really good air filtration
They're
systems
probably
there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything smelling good.
But if they blast some UV lights, you know, everywhere, maybe then they won't have to keep people that far apart, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'll kill off any particles that you're coughing out if you're not wearing a mask.
That's going to be hard, though, getting into a casino yeah. with the temperature check thing. You know, like, normally you just walk in and out.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want.
Is people there lines are going now?
To, yeah, now you stand in line, and then you got to stand 6 feet apart yeah. or 8 feet apart in the line.
Yeah, it was one thing about Vegas. They want you to get in there quick and
yeah.
start gambling,
yeah.
so...
That's not a good thing,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I mean, if they're zapping,
if they're
you,
trying to figure it out,
have
how
10
to get
guys
it.
Out there, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, yeah. Come on, you know.
So Costco is now going to limit people's meat purchases because of a limited supply. Customers will only be able to buy 3 fresh meat items, and at some Wendy's locations, they've now taken burgers off the menu,
really,
because of the meat shortage. Yeah, which I have not seen that.
No,
me either.
Shopping, but it may be. Coming down this way, or who
That's
knows?
Why you buy a cow when you have the opportunity to buy
yeah.
a cow.
Yeah. Don't panic and go and
That's
buy all the meat
thing.
And do all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you eat meat on a regular basis, just
yeah.
keep getting your normal stuff, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine, yeah.
A man in Colorado who had been helping organize one of those storm the Capitol buildings with guns. Have you seen those going on?
Yes.
People out there? By the way, so they have those where they go into the Capitol buildings, everyone's carrying their gun. There's somebody who's been photoshopping, taking the guns out of their hands and putting dildos in there.
Like, I did
like
see
they're
that.
Holding a rifle and it's just a big giant
rainbow dildo.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, the FBI, they found 4 pipe bombs in his house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the FBI and ATF arrested him on Friday. It is not clear what he was planning to do with them,
wow.
but not great whenever you're a guy that storms places with guns and you have pipe bombs in your house. That looks like it's a bad look.
Yeah.
Police in Michigan are investigating after a security guard at a Family Dollar store was shot and killed on Friday. After what? What happened where he got shot and killed?
Security guard was shot and killed. Something to do with a mask.
Better believe it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
after an argument with a customer who wouldn't wear a mask.
Wow.
And the
Not
security guard got shot.
Over, yeah.
Yeah. 3 frontline healthcare workers have mysteriously fallen out of hospital windows in Russia over the past 2 weeks.
Mysteriously.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Highlighting public attention to working conditions for doctors and medical professionals amid the coronavirus pandemic. 2 of those healthcare workers are dead and 1 remains hospitalized. All 3 incidents, which are being investigated by Russian law enforcement authorities, have prompted intense discussion in the Russian press on social media.
Well, this last doctor that's in the hospital, I'm sure he'll be dead soon.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, we accidentally put boron in your IV.
Yeah.
Whoops. Were we supposed to put stuff in there that made you better?
Uh-huh.
We didn't know. I always think about that Russian politician that was going against whoever, and they poisoned him. And he was like a handsome guy. He was like a good-looking guy. And they poisoned him, and he lived through it. His whole face and everything changed. It was all
gross.
Grotesque.
Yeah, he was wrinkled down.
Yeah, it was like all pockmarks and stuff. I guess. I don't know what it was.
Was he a journalist or was he I don't remember the story. I remember the pictures.
I thought he was a politician, but
he might be right.
May have been a journalist, but he was definitely going against the
government.
Yeah, government, you know, going against how they normally do things. Then there was that other guy. I don't know whether he was Russian. He was some foreign thing, whatever. Older guy, big beard. White guy, and he was on a talk show, and he was like, blah, 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 and takes out a bottle and just goes, drank cyanide.
Yeah,
on live TV.
Oh.
Yep, and everybody's like, what?
Yeah, what?
That's tough.
That is tough. That's hardcore,
yeah.
man.
What?
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, God.
An anonymous donor just gave $1 million donation to Dignity Health Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz, California, with only one request. divide the money up as bonuses to the staff.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
All the full-time employees like nurses, cleaning staff, lab techs, record keepers, security guards, all will get an $800 check, and then part-time workers will get $600 checks.
That's awesome,
nice.
Man.
Yeah, very nice. $1 million. Man, you just give away $1 million.
Right?
That'd be nice. That'd be I'd like to get to that point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it away, but I'd like to get to that point. Where I could do stuff like that. This guy could easily give away $1 million. Just check his pocket change. Amazon is doing so much business during the pandemic between my house and Mike's house that Jeff Bezos is now projected to be the world's first trillionaire by 2026.
That is incredible.
So in 6 years, he will be a trillionaire. You know who else is a trillionaire? Nobody.
Yeah.
Wow. Nobody else.
Yeah.
That's something.
So Jeff Bezos, man, he's making all this stuff. He worked hard to create all these things and sell it. Oh, no, he's just selling other people's junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works out.
That's all it takes is an idea.
Now, what did he do before Amazon took off?
Like he did Amazon where it was just books.
Okay.
That was where you would sell books.
Yeah.
On the Kindle.
It was damaging the bookstores. He would just sell books through Amazon.
And then people were like, you know, not everyone reads books, but everyone wants this and this and this. And he was like, all right, I'll just sell everything.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Early career, he graduated from Princeton in 86, got a job with Intel, Bell Labs. Oh, Anderson Consulting, Arthur Anderson. He worked telecommunications, blah, 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 blah. He started mathematical modeling in 1990 and worked there until 1994. It's a hedge fund. And then I think 93 is where he started Amazon. So from 1993 to 2020, the guy's made billions and billions of dollars.
Trillions.
Well, in 6 years, he's a trillionaire.
Good for him.
Yeah. Because currently he only has 138 billion.
So. Wouldn't it be great if somebody came along in 2000, he started in 93, and was like, I'll give you $11 million for your company. He was like, ooh, I'll take $11 million.
Oh. What was it? Victoria's Secret or Fredericks of Hollywood?
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Where the guy sold it for way cheaper.
Yeah.
Like a couple of
oopsies.
$100,000 or whatever, or $1.3 million.
Well, even UFC. They bought UFC for what?
I don't remember, but it was low.
Because it's worth it. They sold it for $4
billion.
Billion.
Oh.
Wow.
Good for them. Business.
Yeah. Bought for $2 million. Yeah, they bought it for $2 million originally,
man.
And then just sold it for $4
billion. Which is a good investment.
You guys did a pretty good job on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, don't get scared.
Okay.
It's a Mike Calta Show Death Pool Update.
Oh, sad news. Sad news, especially for one big Miami football fan in the studio here.
Oh.
Spanish. Legendary NFL coach Don Shula died yesterday. He was 90 years old. No word on cause of death. Don won an NFL record 347 games, including playoff games. He went to the Super Bowl 6 times and won 2. Of those wins was the 1972 season when the Miami Dolphins went 17-0.
That's right.
Who could talk about Don Shula and let us know how great he was?
This guy right here.
Damn,
if we don't have you, who would be another person to have?
Marino!
You better believe it. Look up on Bone TV. Here we go.
And we need a drive on offense. We need a drive. We got to put it together.
It's hard to get one word on Coach Shula, right? Winner. That's the word.
Good job.
First time I met him, you know, I walked in his office, and it was special for me because I was getting my opportunity not only to meet Coach Shula, but to play for a great coach.
You see Don Shula. You see wins.
Thank you, Dolphin fan.
Coach Shula's door is always open. We'd sit and talk a lot about, you know, football and sometimes just about things that I was doing in the community. You know, he was a great teacher. I think what made him most successful was, the competitive drive, you know, wanting to win. As a coach, that's your job, get the most out of your players, and he definitely did that.
Had Don Shula not been such a great football mind, he would have been a great tough dad on an 80s sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Also, winner, but could not get Marino a Super Bowl.
I know.
Well, sorry, Marino.
Not much of a winner, Marino.
If Marino would have went to the Steelers.
You're 100% right, but whatever.
Would have been unbelievable. I read this on the internet. Don't know if it's true.
Uh-oh.
They're making Don Shula into steaks. And we'll be selling them.
I'm into it.
It's in his will.
Yeah.
Shula's Steakhouse. I don't know why we don't go there more. It's fantastic. Yeah. I've never had a bad meal there, and I forget about it sometimes because it's kind of hidden away. But
yeah, it's a weird location.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird location.
It is delightful.
So we have more Death Pool news. By the way, nobody got points for Don Shula. I did have him as my local pick last year.
Oh, wow.
Which seems to, Randy Allen pointed out to me, be a trending thing where I have somebody last year for then somebody else gets points this year, but no points for Don Shula on that
one. So Don Shula has been on this show. I think it was probably before all of you, but what was interesting about that interview with Don Shula?
Don Shula was on this show, and he was on Warren Sapp's phone.
Nope.
He was
calling us from somewhere that no one on this show had ever done before.
He was calling from
an airplane.
That is correct.
Really?
Oh.
He was on a flight going from Miami to wherever the Super Bowl was. And a listener saw him on the plane and made the phone call and gave him the phone.
Awesome.
And it was, the worst is I think it was one of those phones you pull out of the seat in front of you at the time.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And handed him the phone, and Shula did the interview with us from the plane.
That's great.
Yeah, he was really nice, too.
That's
cool. He was like, well, I've never done this before. I go, me either. Yeah, the great Don Shula. Rest in peace.
Was he cool?
It was very cool. He was very cool. His son, Mike, was with the Bucks for a while here. He was cool. Yeah, I mean, but like 90... And having the career that he had, that's a good life. This is when if I get to 90, you know, you celebrate that life and you go, good for him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not
certainly.
Time to be sad.
So we go from that with the Death Pool to this. There's some controversy. Somebody would like to pick an emergency pick.
Okay. It's already been picked. Did the person already die?
No, the person has not died.
Okay.
And they picked, but the commissioner reached out to me because he felt like this needed to be voted on. Tony Burton would like to take Mexican singer.
No, I can tell you right now. No way. Go ahead.
Yoshio.
Yo, how are you spelling that?
Y-O-S-H-I-O.
Yoshio. Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes up is Yoshio is both a masculine Japanese name and a Japanese surname.
Mm-hmm.
Does not say anything about Mexican singer. Japanese.
I actually put in Mexican singer Yoshio and only got two things.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not happening. I see everything I see is Japanese.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, with a name like Yoshio. But there is, I guess he has COVID-19.
He looks like the Jose Iglesias of Mexican-Japanese singers. Mexicanese singers.
Mexicanese.
I don't know about you, but as a participant in the Death Pool, I say a negative on that pick.
Yeah, I have no idea. Never heard this guy's name before.
And there's a ton of Mexican singers we don't know about.
Right, and even trying to look this guy up, there's, like I said, two things. Even if I put in Mexican singer Yoshio, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right because I've never heard of this guy, so I say there's no way.
Is he on any of the music apps?
I think if you...
With his song, Reina de Corazon.
If you have to preface Yoshio with Mexican singer,
yeah,
that disqualifies you.
Like Charo is a Mexican singer, but we don't have to say it.
Yeah.
Cariño mío, ¿dónde te has ido?
Necesito
en esta noche estar
contigo. By the way, night,
only 517,000.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Get out of here.
So let's put it to a Yoshio vote. All those in favor, say sí.
All those opposed, say adios.
Adios.
Adios, Yoshio.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Bye-bye, Yoshio.
By the way, I know so little Spanish. What is no in Spanish?
No.
No? No? Okay. I thought, but I wasn't sure.
But you have to say like this. No.
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 Yo.
No.
No. No habla español?
Very little. Like, poquito, I can understand that. Yeah.
Sí, sí. Español?
Sí.
Habla español.
Un poquito.
¿Cómo se dice beer?
Cerveza.
Oh,
I got that.
Muy bien.
I beat you.
So, questions for everybody.
You did. Cole, we should do Spanish Sporkle tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We should what?
Spanish Sporkle tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I went to Puerto Vallarta and with a girlfriend of mine way back, and it was a bad experience. Like, the money that I paid for, it was really bad, and I went through a travel agency, and they took care of it all, so they got me vouchers. Two plane vouchers and a stay for whatever it was, 4 or 5 nights for two, and did all this stuff. Well, I had broken up with her, so I told my buddies, I go, hey, they don't check, like, everything's included and stuff. They don't check anything. You just go in there. I go, you guys buy flights. You can stay in my room. We'll just all go down and party.
Awesome.
Yeah, so four of us went down there, and we partied and had a great time and stuff. My one dumb friend got busted because he wanted to stay with this girl that we called Kangaroo because she had a pouch. And he tried to get back in at night and didn't have the wristband.
Nope.
So they kicked him out. He had to sleep in a mini golf place.
Are you serious?
Yeah, totally serious. But my one buddy, George, who was in the Air Force, never spoke Spanish at all. We had no idea. We get down there. As soon as we get in the cab, he's like, I mean, totally fluent in Spanish. And we're like, what? When did this happen? He goes, dude, I'm in the Air Force.
Oh,
I'm like, what? Did he just teach you in the Air Force? I don't know how this works. But it was great to have somebody who
really
was fluent
is.
In Spanish. And yes. It was so much fun.
It makes a world of difference because if you get down there, they start taking advantage of you if you don't understand the language.
So we got down there. We were drunk out of our minds. We got drunk on the plane. The stewardess were hitting on us. They gave us a garbage bag filled with the little mini bottles and stuff.
Yes.
We told them where we were staying. We're like, yeah, come party with us. So we get there, we check in, throw the bags in. Me and my buddy Chad are going to go down to get something to eat. And George and Wes stayed back in the room. And as we're getting in the elevator, doors are closing. We just hear glass breaking like crazy. And we're like, oh, no. I go back in. George is holding his arm. He's bleeding.
No.
Full-length mirror. They were jerking around. He pushed George into the mirror. The mirror's all over the floor. His arm's bleeding. I go, good. Good for you. Go get treated by a Mexican doctor.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to get some tacos. I'm
out
of here.
Get out of here.
George.
Oh, it was a good time. So, Yoshio Yonono for Tony Bergen.
Adios, Yoshio.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old was busted for driving in Utah. Somehow, he took his parents' car and made it onto the freeway, and you may want to get this kid Pete's number because he told the cops he was driving from Utah to California to buy a Lamborghini.
Oh.
And when they checked his wallet, he had $3 in his wallet.
Awesome.
5-year-old out on the interstate on the freeway.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, there's a picture of him there. So he's totally busted.
They blocked out his face, but it looks like he's got a hole in his face in the picture.
Yeah, no, that's just blocked out.
Look, it looked like he's a T2 turning into something else.
Yeah.
Look, they kept him in the car, and they're like giving him a ticket.
Yeah.
What? So what do you do if you're a cop? Do you let him drive?
No. I mean, you drive home, you're son. calling the parents.
And then you also stop and teach him the fact that you can't buy a Lamborghini for $3.
Yeah.
$3. Stupid idiot.
What are you, an idiot? You 5-year-old? Idiot.
Stupid.
Still wearing his pajama bottoms. Throwing out, yeah, I'm going to go buy a Lamborghini. Not going to work, kid. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with the rest of the league, will find out their 2020 schedule at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night, although we already told you what it is yesterday.
Well, it was leaked. I don't know.
Pretty
sure. Yeah,
I hope that's what it is. NFL Network will air a 3-hour schedule release 20 show because we have no sports, so we got to drag it out, man, which will break down the coming schedule division by division and analyze the top matchups and talk about the players and their hair and maybe their girlfriend and what kind of shoes they wear.
Whatever they can get, man. I hope they interview that mother that yoked the girl out of the seat when they announced her husband.
So good.
Yeah.
Tom Brady does not need access to Tampa Bay parks to keep his goat bod in shape. He is taking his workouts to the backyard in full pads. TB12 was forced to make a makeshift gym at his house, which he is renting from Derek Jeter, the mansion, I should say. Not really a house. He says it works out fine. Brady posted a video of his workout in full pads in the backyard. Take a look at Bone TV.
I haven't seen this.
There he is out there in full pads running through going. Now, that's Tom Brady. And that looks awesome. He's out there. He's working out before the team even gets together. He's keeping in shape. If that's just your random 42-year-old neighbor, you're like, oh, look at this lunatic.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to the NFL.
Yeah, there wouldn't even be any. Wow, he could still move really well. Yeah.
Right.
This weirdo.
They'd be like, did you guys see Jerry?
Yeah.
What helmet's he wearing?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't really see.
Like a it looks helmet.
Silver, yeah.
Get this man a helmet, for the love of God.
Oh. Yeah, it might just be a blank.
Yeah, it looks silver and blank.
I want to know if he needs me to come over and pretend I'm a defensive lineman.
Yeah, why not?
Line up in front of him.
Probably.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
I won't hurt you, Tom.
Yeah?
Just saying, I'll line up in front of him just so he can get the idea of what it's like to have humans rushing at him again.
I feel like Tom Brady could actually get a real defensive lineman, though.
I wonder if he needs anybody to come and kick footballs at him. I'm available, Tom, if you need it. So we have talked about this, Mike. You want to get the belt? Well, you got to beat the champ to be the champ.
Yeah.
Just because Rob Gronkowski is an NFL player again doesn't mean he's giving up his WWE 24/7 championship belt.
I'm getting it.
Without a fight. Okay? He's ready, and he's eyeing his own coach as a potential threat. Rob joined his brother Chris on his Gronked Up podcast to discuss the status of his championship. He'd like to make it clear that he's got his eyes peeled for anyone looking to steal his belt. Just so you know, even head coach Bruce Arians. He says, imagine coming out of the meeting room. I'm looking to my left down the hallway, looking to my right to make sure no one is in the meetings yet. And then all of a sudden, Coach Arians comes out of nowhere with a flying elbow and takes me out and pins me and becomes the 24/7 champ. He said, that would be legendary. It would be an honor to lose to him. No lie. That was a quote. It would be an honor to lose to him.
So my question is, if Chris Jericho sees Gronkowski at the mall,
oh, the
jumps on him and pins him, and then takes the belt over to
AEW, WWE crossover.
Yep.
Yeah, you pussies can't even keep your belt on. Right?
What?
A little bit of the bubbly.
That will be interesting.
That would be great. So it looks like he's putting it out there that he's ready for all takers.
Yeah.
Anybody who's trying to get him. So
okay.
When you're over there.
Well, don't be mad at me if I tackle him and
break his leg.
Yeah. Well, or if I tackle him, and don't get me wrong, I know that he could turn me over and you know, box me up. But I'm saying if I tackle him and then the cops come, I'll go, he's the 24/7 champion. He put it out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe when you're over with Tom, playing with him and stuff, and Gronk comes
that
over.
That would be great. Gronk's over to practice, too, and then all of a sudden I go, hey, Gronk, nice to meet you. Ooh, right. Kick him in the stomach.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom. You go up on the roof,
jump off him.
So it looks like Nicolas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic in an 8-episode scripted TV series. Technically, it's not based on Tiger King,
but on an
article about Joe that was published last year in Texas Monthly. The show will, quote, center on Joe as he fights to keep his animal park, even at the risk of losing his sanity, and explore how Joe became Joe Exotic and lost himself into the character of his own creation. Now, this is different from the one that Kate McKinnon is going to do and play Carol Baskin.
But this is going to be awful. This is going to be I feel like I'm turning into a Tiger King.
But yeah, I would imagine here is a mock-up of what he would look like, Nicolas Cage as the Tiger King.
Nicolas Cage lost me, man. I mean, he's been in some great movies, and he's an okay actor, but I don't think he's going to be that
good. But I don't see him playing, like, he can make up his own characters, but I've never seen him do somebody in real life.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, play somebody who is an actual person.
Yeah.
Whatever. Matchstick Men?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Matchstick Men? No, I think
I
own it.
The con artist one?
Yes. Him and Sam Rockwell.
Oh, that's got a good twist at the end.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good one. I like it a lot.
The movie with him when he is the arms dealer is the best. Lords of War.
Oh, that's really good. With Jared Leto?
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
And nobody's beating Face Off.
I take his heated face off.
Oh, what? So good.
Just mostly from that line. I hated his character. Over-actor.
So John Travolta.
John Travolta's great.
John Travolta as Nicolas Cage as John Travolta. You good looking.
So good.
I love it. And a great bad guy named Castor Troy.
Seriously.
That's a good bad name.
His guns are the only guns I've ever seen in a movie that I were like, oh, I would want those
gold with scorpions on it.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool.
So awesome.
Yeah, but Matchstick Men is a really good movie. If you have not seen that, definitely watch that. Speaking of movies, in the 1993 action flick Demolition Man, Sylvester Stallone plays a cop who was frozen in the 90s and wakes up in the year 2032. There's a gag in the movie where Stallone says the bathroom is out of toilet paper, and everyone laughs because in 2032, they don't use toilet paper anymore.
Right.
After you're done with your business, you clean yourself with three seashells.
Now, we don't know how you use the seashells.
Right, they never explain it.
Yeah.
They never explain it. But it seems like they're making a Demolition Man 2.
Really?
So maybe we'll find out what the three seashells are for.
Not with those old-ass actors, right?
I don't know whether the old-ass actors. I mean, Sylvester Stallone's going to be in it. I don't know whether Sandra Bullock's back or whether Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
By the way, one of the funniest things about Wesley Snipes ever in the world. Did you watch 30 Rock?
Yes.
Tina Fey started dating this guy that like she kept on running into, and they hated each other, but they were like, maybe we're just supposed to be together. And his name was Wesley Snipes, and he was a white English guy.
Awesome.
And they would say Wesley Snipes, and he goes, how am I not Wesley Snipes? I'm white and English. Wesley Snipes is a white English. Like, he goes, how is he the Wesley Snipes? It doesn't make any sense. If you think about it, a black guy named Wesley Snipes, like, that doesn't sound like a black guy's name.
You're Wesley.
So, yeah, look forward to Demolition Man 2, and maybe we'll find out the seashells.
Yeah, I like it.
Spanish.
Yes.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh.
What We Do in the Shadows was a mockumentary film that was really funny about vampires, and now they have a show on FX that is absolutely hilarious.
Vampires in Staten Island, no less.
Right.
Yeah.
Nate, say his name.
Taika Waititi.
Is it Taika with a T?
Is it Taika?
Yeah, I think it's Taika.
Waititi?
Yeah. So he is going to write and direct a Star Wars movie. Yeah, because he's behind Thor, Ragnarok.
Which is my favorite one.
Jojo Rabbit.
He's That's very funny.
What We Do in the Shadows.
So good.
He's really funny, really smart guy, really good. So he's going to write and direct a Star Wars movie.
I'm very excited for this. This is going to be great.
Okay, so it's going to be a funny Star Wars movie.
Maybe.
So
not necessarily.
Is it about C-3PO?
I don't think that he has to, you know, like, make it all funny. I think that, like Thor, had some good little comic relief stuff in there, and most Star Wars movies do.
Yeah.
I think it would be great if he picked up the Solo story. I think he would be great for writing for that.
I think they'd do nothing with that again. That's
probably
over.
Not, yeah. But it would be fantastic if he did.
It was a good movie.
It ended with the girl, Queen of Dragons, working for Darth Maul.
Spoiler.
At the end. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I came out like five.
Darth Maul with legs.
With weird dead. Robot legs, yeah.
Yeah, so that I think that'll be interesting. He's a funny guy, smart guy, and talented guy. I think
fantastic news.
Able to work that out. This looks like garbage, but I'll show it to you anyways. Your first preview of Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
What?
Yeah, there is a 6-episode series that will premiere May 25th on Amazon Prime and other streaming services. You got a problem with your pet? You go to Gary Busey, right?
Oh, boy.
This looks so fake, so dumb that it's unbelievable. But take a look at the trailer up on Bone TV. Here we go.
Well, he's got a great point there, and a sign that says, no snakes allowed, that keeps them out. No dogs allowed, no locusts allowed, no munchkins allowed, none. Whatever you don't want in there, in your hotel.
This girl's clearly an actress, watch.
Not allowed.
I understand, Your Honor, but I just want to point out that he never, until arriving at the hotel, said that he was going to be bringing snakes with him. And all those other pet owners stayed ahead of time
so when reserving their room.
It was a surprise, and there was over 30 snakes in that box. It was a lot of snakes.
Surprise!
Sorry.
How does that feel?
Not great.
Pet Judge.
Garbage. Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
Garbage.
This isn't fake.
No, it's totally fake. I mean, it's a show that's going to be on, but it's totally scripted. Like, you can tell that girl's an actress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just thought I meant, like, that's not like a spoof reel.
No.
Like, that's an actual show that's coming
Gary
out.
Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
Why can't they just go back to Gary Busey? Remember that reality TV show that was on with him and that other guy?
Kid, yeah.
That was fantastic.
I'm with Busey.
Yeah.
That was one of the best shows in the world.
It was so good because you never knew whether they were going to do peyote or if Gary was just going to take out a firearm and start shooting at the kid.
That kid was always scared.
Yeah.
He was great, too. He was like, Gary left and we had lunch and it's $300 and some dollars. And I can't afford I can't pay this. It's got, there he is. Look
so
how nerdy that kid is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great show. I don't know. You know, they're always trying to do judge shows. That Christy Teigen's a judge on something.
It's a Snapchat or a Quibi show.
Quibi show, yeah. I think they had, I don't know, whether Snoop Dogg or some court where they all got high. And I don't really know what's going on. You have a lot of things to be afraid of. We have murder hornets. Oh. I say murder. You say
hornets.
Murder.
Hornets.
Got it. We have the coronavirus. And now... you have monkeys that might steal your kids. There's some bizarre footage out of
this. This is amazing.
Indonesia has emerged online that shows a monkey appearing to attempt to kidnap a small child while riding a miniature motorcycle, like a little crotch rocket and stuff. It is unbelievable. And it's also unbelievable how casual the kid's dad gets up and, like, shoos the monkey away. He's like, hey, get your monkey out of here. We have it up on Bone TV. Here we go. Check it out. Monkey stealing a kid.
On the motorcycle coming down an alleyway. Grabs a girl.
Wait.
Grabs
her
again.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey,
Max. Drags her about 20 feet.
No.
And they're so calm about it.
Right. The guy just goes walking down. He's like, hey, your monkey's trying to take our kid.
Yeah.
Tell not to take our kid.
I mean, I love monkeys, but I would smash that monkey's face.
How did the monkey get a motorcycle?
Oh, you know. The same people that taught it to get a kid.
Right. Yeah. So they taught him how to ride a motorcycle, and then they taught him how to kidnap kids, and then they let him go, and they're like, hey, let's go get kids.
So this video was on Reddit yesterday early in the morning, and then I guess it got picked up on Twitter. And now there's I think it's called the best videos or the best fight videos on Twitter has been posting a bunch of other videos of monkeys driving motorcycles, smashing into young kids. It's like, what do the monkeys have against kids? I think you're right. I think they really are trying to snatch up kids.
Yeah.
I remember one of the most amazing monkey things. They had a monkey in one of those little like Barbie Jeeps. And there was two monkeys. There was monkey in the driver's seat, monkey in the passenger seat, and a dog in the back, like a little pickup area.
Yeah.
And the monkey's driving, then he goes to go back and literally turns and puts his arm behind the other one and looks back. Like you do when you're backing up.
Yeah.
It turns and does that. I was like, that's unbelievable.
The other thing that's kind of scary is those monkeys are known to be cannibalistic. So if I remember since nobody's out anymore, they don't have as much food and they're fighting in the streets, they could be trying to eat the kids.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No.
This video's fake.
No way.
We're all believing this video?
Totally.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
Non-believer?
You can see the monkey being pulled away by something because it's not moving its feet, but it's still dragging the kid.
No.
Show
it again.
Really?
Watch at the end. You see the monkey's not moving his feet, all but right, he's being dragged. Right there.
No. It's on its back, pushing itself. Yeah.
No, I'm not buying it.
So what are you saying? They like lassoed the monkey with invisible rope and then pulled it back once it got the kid?
I don't think it's I think it's like a digital effect.
No.
Like the monkey's fighting something else.
Yes. I think it's not real.
Listen, after
deepfakes,
I can't believe anything. It looks real, but you may be right. Listen,
Robert Downey Jr. fought Thanos on a planet. You guys don't believe this?
That looks faker than this.
Make a monkey.
That looks faker than this.
Don't you bring Avengers into this?
But towards the end, it looks like the monkey's being pulled, like his feet moving.
No, because you can't see the feet on its back.
The feet don't match up to the
motion. I see what Gio's saying.
Watch the
end. It could be fighting something bigger in it. The bigger thing was pushing it on its back.
Like it starts like the feet motion don't match up to the way it's moving.
All right, you can't see the feet under the girl.
Yeah.
Right there, it's getting pushed back.
No, listen to me, watch. I'll show you. Watch when it grabs a girl and it turns on its side. It's that bottom leg that's kicking away. Watch. It grabs a girl and it goes on its side and the bottom leg is the leg kicking away. The right leg is still moving.
But right there, it didn't move.
Like right leg.
No.
Well, it's hiding under the girl.
Yeah. It may go either way.
Keep going. Let it play, Joe. I want to see. Now, that's real. I'm telling you.
I know you want to live in the world where the monkey's doing this.
I'm the first to call fake fish. That is real.
What about riding the motorcycle, Gio? Is that real?
That I can believe.
Yeah. All right, Joe, do me a favor. Search monkeys dragging kids around and see if we can find other videos of it. I don't think that this is too...
What if it's the same monkey?
Speaking of deep fakes and all that stuff, so you're back into watching Homeland?
I just watch it occasionally, but yeah.
Oh, well, they have new episodes that are on right now. So I was watching Homeland, and they had Saul when he was younger, Mandy Patinkin, when he was younger. And I was like, this actor is unbelievable. And then I'm like, that's him. Like, that's him. So I think they took his face from when he was younger and did the deep fakes on a different
himself,
body.
Yeah.
And it was his voice, though. So it was it was perfect.
Yeah, they do a lot of that. Do you remember the first time we ever saw that? It wasn't a deep fake, but they got Gina Davis in A League of Their Own. At the end, they got a woman that looked like what Gina Davis would look like, what she would age into. And then they put Gina Davis's voice to her, and you were like, what's going on here? Because it kind of looks like what she would look
like.
Kind of
like Matt Damon from, whatchamacallit, what is the one?
Private Ryan?
Private Ryan, yeah. When he's at the grave, and they have his face, and then and he's old.
Yeah.
And that guy, that's not Matt Damon in makeup. That's a guy that just looks like could be Matt Damon older.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, really good. But I thought that was really interesting. The way that they did that, because I was like, is that his son or what? Yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, that's probably him from when he was younger. Yeah. They just did the deep fake thing. More monkeys.
Okay, here comes a monkey. You mean grabbing the kid.
You can't tell monkeys that you're out of stuff.
Yeah, no way.
Same with bears.
You also can't hide a banana in your backpack because they will find it. They will find it. Dylan says Dylan, what do you got?
Hey, so if you look at a monkey right where it peers away and looks at the child, when the monkey grabs the kid and you look at the neck, there's actually a rope around the monkey's neck. And the monkey is being pulled.
All right, pull that up, Joe. Pull it up, because right now I'm looking at this guy's bald spot. It's disturbing.
Oh, it's like a split little second, so you can see the rope.
Look at how bald I am.
No, it's not. It looks worse on camera than it does in real life.
Shut up. Oh, you see that right at the bench?
No.
Play that again, Joe. Start over. Look right at the line of the bench.
Oh, yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
Go back again, Joe Depp.
Bam.
Yep.
I do see a string
now.
That's
his tail.
No.
Like right at the edge of the bench.
Yeah.
Right where his neck is. Bam, right there.
Joe, I don't know if you can do this or not. Enhance.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan.
Enhance.
Uh-oh.
Enhance.
Enhance.
I think you just hit a button. I'm not
five
sure.
Five times. Enhance 35%.
Enhance. Yeah. And let's wrap around to the back sign. Enhance.
Right there.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. Yeah. See it?
Yeah, because the tail is at the bottom.
All right. Listen, we got to move on, guys.
I don't know.
I want to see now. Play the rest of it.
So what are these people doing? Why are these people trying to steal kids with monkeys? Kids.
If somebody has the monkey on a leash, like a rope, then that makes sense why it moves the way it does.
Yeah.
Which means I was right.
I'm not.
What's the year total, Gio?
What's that?
He said, Gio is whenever he's right, he is just ask the year totals.
Oh, I am not giving up yet.
That the monkeys are snatching kids without it.
I'm saying
motorcycle gang.
Gio's saying rope. I'm saying could go either way. Mike's saying no rope. Spanish?
I think there's definitely rope.
You say rope?
Yeah.
Carmen?
I think it could go either way.
So now Mike is the only one that thinks it's still 100%
legit. I'm a hold out on it. All right. Even though I see a rope, I'm still holding out.
I'm going to investigate some more.
Well, the reason we have to move on is because I have new music for you guys. And it's really good.
I love new music.
Yeah.
Is it from Roland?
This is new music, not from Roland. But I will tell you that this is this song has cracked the top 20 of the adult contemporary chart.
Wow, okay.
All right. Get ready for it. If you know who this is, go ahead and yell it out.
Okay.
Prepare yourself. Oh. You ready? Here we go.
You asked me not to tell a soul, so I locked deep away.
Corey Feldman, you better believe it. Hold on. I knew. I can't believe this, but it says that this is his first top 20 hit, his song You Are, the letters, You Are Free, like from Prince. His new documentary, My Truth, The Rape of the Two Corys.
Oh, man.
Cracked the top 20 of the adult contemporary chart. Now, listen, this is a recording. You've heard how they do all the different stuff and can auto-tune. Listen to the first big note that he hits. It's so off-key. Listen to this.
You asked me not to tell a soul, so I locked deep away.
Like, what are you doing?
He's got to find it.
Here's the note. That's the note.
Who are you to tell an artist what it is?
Do we think he can hear the music or no?
He paid for this to break the top 10.
Also, everybody imagining him right now in a black hat and black pants.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Dance.
Yes. You are free to be a kid. Live your life the way you want to live. You are free to be ashamed. Just tell the
That's awful.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's in the top 20?
You Are Free. Yeah, top 20 of the adult contemporary chart.
What was that?
Who knows, man? Listen to this. Just 10 months after his wife, Beth Chapman, died, Dog the Bounty Hunter is engaged.
Scumbag.
Again.
Yep.
To the second woman he proposed to since her death.
Oh, so it's not that other chick?
So in 10 months, this guy has proposed to two different women. Her name is Francie Fran, and they've been dating for a few months. He's 67. She's 51. They're waiting until after the lockdown to have their big wedding. Dog's kids supposedly approve. That wasn't the case back in January when Dog proposed to Beth's good friend, Moon Angel, on the Dr. Oz show. That relationship soon ended afterwards. Here is Dog with his new lady friend up there on
Francie Frain.
Wow. Francie Frain.
Oh, God.
He's got a type.
Wow.
Yeah, because remember he proposed to that one girl on Dr. Oz or whatever, and then everyone was giving him backlash, like, how dare you? And he was like, I'm sorry, I was just caught up in the moment.
Right, right.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah, apparently he gets caught up in the moment quite a bit. Yeah.
He's very emotional.
He loves to propose.
I'm gonna put this out there. I would have banged Beth Chapman, though.
Okay. I'm gonna let you have that one.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
She had some big boobies on her.
She definitely did.
Because she was fat.
Yeah, but I like that Dolly Parton-ish kind of, that white trash Dolly Parton look. blonde hair and big boobies.
Is it bad to say that she looked a little bit better once she got the cancer and lost some weight?
Oh, I mean, that's, you know.
It's a positive.
Yeah.
It's a positive out of a negative.
Way to look at the silver lining, Galvin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we talked about this off air yesterday. We didn't play it on air. There is a little girl who made up a song, and the video has been going around on social media. She performs her song that she wrote herself, entitled "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole."
I don't think she wrote this herself, but
no, that's right. What they say.
Yeah.
So to give you some context, here is the little girl playing and singing the song up on Bone TV. Here we go.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Always want to know is my favorite line, because she's like, what, 4 years old, 5 years
Very
old?
Very similar to what I live with in my house.
Yeah. So do you remember How I Met Your Mother?
I do.
You know, Ted on there, Josh Radnor, who I don't think has done anything else besides play Ted.
No, yeah. I've interviewed him several times.
Josh Radnor and Australian folk artist Ben Lee did their own version of I Wonder What's Inside the Butthole.
Awesome.
I think it's better or worse than her version.
It can be better.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Here is Josh and what is the other guy's name? Ben? Yeah, Ben Lee, doing I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole.
What's inside your butthole?
My butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole?
My butthole.
Maybe there is astronauts. Maybe there is aliens. All inside your butthole.
My butthole.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. Will I know? What's inside?
That's great.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I like it a lot. She will get royalties.
Yeah.
That should break the top 20 on the adult contemporary charts there.
We're coming for you, Feldman.
And that is it for news.
I'd like to see Ronnie D do a cover of that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
maybe all the guys in Tampa can get together for a coronavirus and do What's Inside Your Butthole. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back from break, we'll be joined by Dominic Ferriello, Esquire. He is here to take your legal calls. If you have one, please get on the phone lines now, 727-579-1025, or the always open 800-771-1025. People are afraid to use the 800 numbers because we don't really need them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.